Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They what? Won a game against the Eagles.
That was an embarrassing game yesterday.
It doesn't matter.
The Jets were more embarrassing,
but
by
Craig,
the way.
Craig, hold on.
Jets won, and you're going to be gloating about that.
I'm not gloating about anything, and I'm not saying any Giant fan should be gloating.
You shouldn't be.
But they won a football game against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Did they, though?
That's it, yes.
That they were leading the entire game.
Oh, go with that rhetoric.
I'm just saying.
They scored
like they
13
stole
points.
It.
Doesn't matter. They gave up seven, dude. They forced four turnovers. They won a football game against a franchise that over the last decade
owns them.
They've mostly lost to.
Yeah,
that's
I'll give
a
that.
Win. Like, we can't be in this world, especially in New York football, of throwing back wins.
I'm not saying you throw back, keep it.
Look at you. You're like you embarrassed. You're sitting on the radio saying, this horrific, pathetic game. They won a football game.
Let's be honest.
Against their rivals.
The Giant game and the Jet game. I'm not picking favorites here. The Giants and Jets set football back 20 years yesterday.
Okay, one thing.
While winning.
The Philadelphia Eagles had scored 70 points in the last 2 weeks against the Saints and Broncos. Much. The Houston Texans, despite a stunning victory the prior week, they're terrible.
Terrible.
They're one of the worst teams in football.
Come from behind win for the Jets.
Listen, I'm a diehard Jet fan. I'm glad they won. Great. Let's not compare it to where the Giants are, because the Giants at least can pretend they're in a playoff race. You know what I mean? Like, they can at least talk themselves into it.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson was pretty bad yesterday for the most part.
I'm really happy that the Giants won, because they've lost games in that same manner, especially to the Eagles.
Right.
Don't get crazy or cocky about it. Your offense still sucks. So clearly Jason Garrett was not the problem. Not that there's any satisfaction on Garrett's side, but you know he was cheering at home for the Eagles.
Probably.
And on that very last play of the game, Devontae Smith is wide open at the top of the screen on the left side of the end zone. And Rager, who's in the middle of the field, essentially unguarded, is wide open and the ball hits him in the hands at the goal line. Now, you got away with it. Congratulations. It's a huge W because it keeps your slim wild card possibilities alive for another week. So I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy that. But you saw the same game I saw yesterday, and it should have ended the way a lot of these Eagle-Giant games ended.
Yeah.
With despair and disappointment.
Well, when you win a turnover battle 4-0, you win a turnover battle 4-0 at home,
yeah,
you have to win that game going away.
Yeah.
And it's simple. So they forced the four turnovers. Can you hearken a guess on how many points they scored off those four turnovers? Just a guess.
Yesterday?
Just a guess. Yeah. Four
they
turnovers.
They got three, right?
How many points did they score off? You're going with three?
Was it zero?
The answer is zero.
Zero, yeah.
Now, one of those turnovers was at the end of the half, so let's throw that one away,
okay,
which is fine.
So zero.
They ended up scoring 0 points off of the turnovers they forced. They continue to be a team that when they get in the red zone, even though they finally got one from a guy that no one had ever heard of till yesterday, and Chris Myrick, or whoever he is,
yeah,
they continue to have, and you're right, if that's the point you want to make, that their offensive issues remain the same, you're right. Okay. But they won against the Eagles. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I agree.
Do they have to play better to beat the Dolphins, to beat the Chargers, to beat the Cowboys? Of course.
I was expecting a better offense, but they are what they are. It just clearly, you can drop the Jason Garrett crap, because what you saw yesterday was proof that Garrett's not the problem.
First of all, in fairness, if you really want to be fair about this, can we give it more than one game?
How many games do you want to give it?
The rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting anything more than
that's
what I
fine.
Saw
if
yesterday.
If they score 7 a game or 13 a game, I should say, the rest of the season, you will be proven right. But let's see.
So far, I'm in the lead.
So far,
first corner,
correct. There is no difference between Jason Garrett and Freddie Kitchens when it comes to the performance and the amount of points being scored.
That's not true. The offense was worse yesterday. So let's just at the quarter pole, I'm in the lead. Now that could change. You know, by the time we hit a mile, no doubt about it. But at the quarter pole, I'm in the lead. Jason Garrett's not the problem.
How did the offense do against Tampa last week?
What did they do against Tampa last week? What was the final score of that
game? They scored 10 points, one of which is when a touchdown drive started at the 5-yard
line.
That was terrible. So when you say it got worse, I would say it actually was better from the prior
week. Not squabble over pennies.
You brought it up.
Pennies were squabbling
over.
Oh, and by the way, after I tipped the attendant, in the luxury box I was in,
good for you.
Despite the fact they didn't order anything, I also apologized for your performance.
You didn't order anything and you tipped?
No, because I went.
You showed me up.
I went to Brooklyn Roots in Bay Ridge for dinner, Tommy's restaurant. Well, that cost me a bundle. Then I went to the Net game, but I was already full.
Gotcha.
So there was nothing worth ordering.
Listen, if you tip
and
I
left early
service,
anyway.
Excuse me?
And I left early anyway.
What do you mean you left early? The Mets made a gallant comeback. Patty Mills had two open threes in the corner.
Annie Ann's closes at the mall across the street. I want to make sure I got a couple pretzels at Annie Ann's before I went home.
What is wrong with you?
So I left early.
Didn't you bring your kids?
Yeah.
What'd Sonny say about that?
Oh, he was not happy.
Of course he wasn't happy.
He was livid with me.
He's watching an elite-level basketball team in the Phoenix Suns, a pretend team like my Brooklyn Nets. He watched a Fugazi comeback, or at least could have seen a Fugazi comeback.
Yeah.
Great crowd, though, which was nice.
He was very upset with me.
He should
very
be.
Very upset with me.
You're a terrible father.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Is that my 5-year-old stayed until the very end.
No, to be clear.
Jet hung in there until the end, and you, as an adult, said, I need to go to Auntie M's to get a pretzel.
Auntie Ann's.
Whatever.
Not M's, Auntie Ann's.
Not the point.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't get a soft pretzel
at
Barclays.
That is pathetic.
So I went across the street, I got my pretzel, I went home.
Net Suns, one of the hottest tickets in the market. It really was. I saw this as a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Places filled, great atmosphere. Team sucks, by the way. That's another story. All right, I'm sorry. They are
such
frauds.
Don't get in the weeds. Just go.
No, I'm not getting in the weeds. They're frauds. I'll leave it at that. That's all I said. As soon as they say an elite-level team, frauds. Anyhow.
What were you talking about?
There's no soft pretzels in the Barclays.
Get over it.
No.
You made your kid, who's a diehard basketball fan, leave Nets Suns early?
Yep.
What if Patty Mills hits one of those threes?
Then it would have been bad because they would have gotten him within one possession and it would have been ugly.
We're on
SNY, courtesy of Grubhub. Thank you. The big news, of course, today is not the Giants getting lucky and squeaking by the Eagles with just an embarrassing offensive performance and Rager dropping the ball at the goal line, which would have cost you the season yesterday and embarrassed the Joe Judge for the umpteenth time and probably gotten him fired, which he deserves
to be. They won the game, dude.
The Jets, of course, come from behind, show grit and come from behind ability.
Are you serious?
Are you really gonna do this? Despite one of the worst quarterback performances I've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
Let me get this straight. The Jets are gutty and gritty and
gutty,
awesome.
Yeah.
And the Giants embarrassed themselves.
A gutty, gritty, come from behind win for the Jets. An embarrassing win for the Giants. But listen, a win's a win. You take it when you can get it. And, of course, the New York Mets shocked the baseball world today by getting a deal done, at least in principle, with Max effing Scherzer.
One added benefit of this Max Scherzer signing, and I want to admit this is very small, but I just enjoyed this. I was partaking in a little reading of the Washington Post. The Nationals are crying. The tears coming from the national beat reporters and fans, it's like I want to drink all of their tears. He's one of ours.
Well, not just
and
that, Evan.
Mad. We have to see him on opening day or the second game of the year.
That's not what should bother them.
That they're paying him still?
Yeah.
With those deferred payments?
Yeah. The Nationals are paying Scherzer $12 million bucks this year to play for the Mets.
Greg, one thing I can't make fun of as a Mets fan is deferred payments. I'm not allowed to do that. Even Jacob DeGrom.
You invented him.
Jacob DeGrom this season is being paid, like his salary this year is $33 million. The Mets, the prior administration, deferred $14 million of that $33. So I cannot in good conscience make fun of deferred money, but Max Scherzer is an effing New York Met. Last July, when I asked you nicely, like a good boy, hey, can you take your megaphone out and make a rhyme for trading for Max Scherzer? You refused. And a part of why you refused is you said, Evan, Max Scherzer doesn't want to come here. During the beginning of this offseason, I brought Max's name up to you, and you said, Max Scherzer doesn't want to come here. Well, guess what? He came here.
You don't remember when I did?
Just the facts. We want Max.
Yeah.
Just the facts. We want Max.
You don't remember that?
I kind of forgot that
one. I remember doing that months ago for you.
My one was pay the tax. Get us Max. Don't be lax. Sign Max.
Well, they got him. So if you're a diehard Met fan, you got the best pitcher available. Max Scherzer is now on to his fifth Major League Baseball team. He is a New York Met, 3 years, $130 million.
Say it again. Max Scherzer is a what?
That is a breaking news story as reported first by...
Who are you going with?
Big Mac. Chris McMonagle, the first on the scene with the news that Max Scherzer is a New York Met.
Max Scherzer is a New York Met.
Yeah.
Say it again.
They're all fighting over themselves, too. Like, who gets credit for it?
Oh, God.
I don't know if it's Heyman or Rosenthal, but I think they were the two.
I think Martino's fighting for it, too.
Nah, Martino just responds to them putting it out there. That's typically what Andy does.
I think Heyman was the first.
Like, Heyman will put it out there, and then Martino, 5 minutes later, will go, word is... You know, like one of those deals.
Mm.
Yo, I've been told, yeah, you read what John wrote. You know what I mean? But I think Heyman and Rosenthal.
I think it's Heyman.
We're one and two on that.
Heyman got it.
Was it? You want to give Heyman credit
Max
for that?
Max Scherzer is a New York Met. Say there it again. Now say it again.
And the person who wants credit for it is Trevor Bauer. No joke. He and his dopey agent both went out publicly saying, you're welcome.
Hey, I want to thank Trevor Bauer. Thank you for not signing here. Thank you for turning down $40 million last year. I was disappointed. I couldn't have been more wrong. Thank you so much for teasing us. Thank you so much for trolling us. Thank you so much for many reasons I'm not going to get into for signing with the L.A. Dodgers.
Here's,
thank you, Trev.
Peter in Babylon. Hey, Petey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Craig, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
The Giants suck. I'm a huge Giants fan. The game was an absolute disgrace. My 8-year-old was jumping up and down at the end of that game like we won the Super Bowl. And he's like, Dad, what's the matter? I'm like, because this team sucks. After a wide-open receiver dropped the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
Can the offense, for the love of God, get a first down to put a game away? And Daniel Jones, how many times is he going to miss throws? How many times is he not going to hit a guy in stride so he doesn't get a touchdown? I can't take it anymore. This team, the offense is so disgusting. I'm not even asking for a game-winning drive. I'm asking for them to get a
listen,
first down
I'll
so
do
they
you,
can put a game away.
I'll do you one better. Yo, arguably the biggest disappointment and bust in recent memory in football in this town as far as free agent signing is Kenny Golladay. He's brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal.
When are we going to move on from Daniel Jones? Like, what?
At the end of the season.
You have a chance to do it this offseason, but, I mean, Petey, you know the deal. He's your quarterback for the rest of this season.
Right now, I would lean towards Daniel Jones as not the quarterback in 2022.
Maybe
now,
not.
Things can change. This run can start to become something. Look, no one's going to tell you that this game belongs in Canton. I'm not going to sell you on that. But winning streaks and a run has to start somewhere. Was there a level of luck in beating the Eagles yesterday? Absolutely. I don't think you should print Super Bowl tickets by any stretch of the imagination. But you only play 17 games in an NFL season. You have grown accustomed to losing in horrific ways to the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you take a moment, even if it's for 5 seconds, to enjoy that you won a freaking football game, as opposed to the same negative we see after every loss? You won! You beat a team that all the experts said, they're the hottest team in football. They got an outside chance to knock off the Cowboys. The Eagles were the darlings of everybody.
Well, not
and
us.
Shut
we
them
all,
down.
Didn't we all pick the Giants to win that game?
You weren't on the air, dude.
But I had the Giants.
No, you didn't. You never
I
said
can,
that.
I can prove that I did.
Where?
I'll show you off air. I can prove that I did.
How?
I have to walk you through it. I can prove that I'm right again on the Giants.
You don't get credit for being right on this one.
No, I am on this one.
C-Mac and I do.
No,
because it's Fenway Park.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now. You guys, didn't we do picks on Wednesday or no?
No.
You guys didn't do picks.
I called it on Friday.
You guys get offers.
No, we did picks on Friday.
You did?
Don't take my 3-0 week away from me.
Who did you pick on Friday for the Eagle game?
I picked the Giants.
Okay, how about you?
As did I.
So, how about you?
I picked the Giants.
So we all had the Giants. Okay,
not you.
I'll have to show you off air.
What do you mean, show me off
air? I'll have to show you off air.
Did you say on the radio Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, hey guys, I think the Giants are going to beat the Eagles?
Yes, I did.
Producer.
And I told other people as well.
I don't want to hear other
people.
And
they will confirm.
Did you say on the radio, on our radio program that we do, the Giants are going
to
win?
Do you want me to play it for you?
Yeah, play it for me.
This was, Tuesday or Wednesday last week? I forget which day. What day was it?
I think it was Tuesday.
Tuesday. Play the tape. I actually think the Giants are going to win this game.
Craig, do you know we're televised?
What happened?
Do you know we're televised?
Yeah.
So on SNY, people can see her lips moving.
My lips didn't move.
The radio trick doesn't work.
Watch this. Play it again. I actually think the Giants are going to win this game. Yeah, no lips.
You're a regular old ventriloquist.
I actually think the Giants are going to win this game. You could stop playing it now. I actually think stop playing it. Thank you. You guys are crazy about that. And you were 3-0, is that right?
That's correct.
Still under 500, though, aren't you?
I'm probably close now, but yeah, I think I still am.
You don't want to get closer.
I'm in first place with these bums, though.
That's all that matters. Tallest dwarf in the circus counts for something.
Whatever.
Here's Justin in Hicksville. Justin, good afternoon.
Hey, Craigie, how are you?
Doing good. What's up, bud?
I'm happy that the Mets got Max Scherzer, but, I mean, everybody's talking about how annoying Evan is by saying, the Mets sexy, beautiful money. I mean, I want to smack him against the foul pole when he says that. It makes me want to puke.
Beautiful, sexy money.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
Why would you say that?
I'm going to say it again because
it's so true.
I don't care,
you know?
Justin. Before he bought the team, we fantasized about his
beautiful, sexy money.
I don't really care, Justin. Find me at Citi Field and throw me against the foul pole.
No.
What?
We're not advocating violence.
He's the one who threatened
because you annoy him.
I don't care. I'll say it again,
but you don't want him throwing you into the foul pole. The guy might do it.
Well, that'll be fun.
No, why would that be fun?
Make a video out of it. We'll get a lot of views.
We've got a fan. Looks like he's hugging the foul pole. Is that the Chick-fil-A foul pole? No, not anymore. We took those signs down. Is he hugging? It's Evan Roberts.
Yeah. I'm easy to throw against the foul pole, but
Justin's
probably like 5'4". Kick him in the ass.
Let's just say no one's throwing you against anything.
Okay.
He doesn't like when you say one particular
Watch this. I don't care. I love Steve's beautiful, sexy money, and if you've got a problem with that, I got two words for you. I can't think of the two words.
No? All right, listen, throw him against the foul pole.
Throw me against the foul pole, Justin, for all I care.
Yeah, listen, today is the day that every Met fan dreamt of when Steve Cohen bought the team. And it shows you that when he wrote that tweet last week about, I woke up pissed off today because the agent for Steven Matz, you basically went back on his handshake and blah, 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 blah. If you thought about it with hindsight now, it's obvious that that had an impact. Now, I'm not saying they weren't talking to Boris anyway. They might have been. And it makes sense that they would at least kick the tires on it. But it's very clear that that pissed him off more than what a lot of people
thought.
But
don't you think he was still going to be super aggressive, even if he wasn't pissed off by Matz's agent?
Well, here's the deal. I think that if Syndergaard accepted the qualifying offer from them and didn't go to Anaheim, they're in Anaheim, right? Or L.A., wherever the Angels are these days.
They're really in Anaheim, actually.
So if Syndergaard accepted the $19 million and came back for the year, whatever the deal was that they thought they had with Matz, who knows what the actual number was, called 30-whatever million bucks. If that happened, and if Gausman took the 120, I don't think the Scherzer deal gets done.
Which is crazy to me because Max should have been the number one target in free agency.
I think it's backwards, though.
Yeah.
And I think just based on the amount of money and the commitment,
you know what,
that makes sense to me.
I remember saying this to you last week when Steve Cohen had that press conference. I said he really set the bar high because they keep talking about their willingness to spend. Well, I got to give him credit. He's matched the bar.
Yeah.
Being able to spend $130 on Max Scherzer, even the moves to get the best center fielder on the market in Starling Marte, and who knows what's next? I have no idea. I mean, the expectations we have is that this may continue to roll with big spending. Steve Cohen, unlike last year to a lot of Met fans, because there were Met fans, despite the Lindor deal and contract, that were disappointed in no George Springer, disappointed in no JT Realmuto, and ultimately no Trevor Bauer. It's tough to use the word disappointment now. And by the way, under the radar, Major League Baseball's tried something very tricky today. There's a lot of news with free agent signings. So what you try to do is you try to bury an unpopular story. They announced that Marcelo Zuna, with his domestic violence incident, is being suspended 20 games. He's already served those, and he'll be good to go to start at the beginning of the 2022 season. It's an embarrassingly bad suspension, but I think what baseball's banking on is that no one's going to talk about it because Max Scherzer signed, Robbie Ray signed, and there's so much craziness.
What was the suspension last year?
So he ended up having 20 games in which he was unpaid, but then they put him on administrative leave, but he was also injured, so he missed a ton of time anyway.
But because of the injury, per se, not because of the domestic violence,
correct? So he ends up essentially only getting a 20-game suspension in terms of money, in terms of financial. But when the 2022 season starts, no suspension, Ozuna's good to go.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
It's a terrible look, but I see what baseball's doing. Let's bury it when no one pays attention.
That's also smart. It's like putting out a story Friday at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Right? Okay, no one's going to pay attention to this. You know, you distract them. It's like the cat and mouse game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so listen, it's a bad look for baseball. The guy beat up his girlfriend or fiance, whatever it was, in front of police officers on camera. So this isn't even one of those, I didn't do it, or you have the story wrong. They witnessed it happening, right?
Yep.
And they did, too. I mean, effectively, he missed, what, 80 games last year?
He missed 20 games.
No, but how many games did he not play?
But he got paid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he
was injured, right. So you judge it on, well, what games did he miss where he didn't get paid?
So they're saying so that domestic violence attack, which was disgusting, was a 20-game suspension?
Correct. Yeah, essentially.
That's it, nothing more?
Nothing more.
That's weak cheese.
Of course it's weak cheese. And baseball announces this.
I mean, don't you get at least 50 for that kind
of
crowd?
Yes. Maybe more.
Right?
Maybe more.
Like, in today's day and age, not that it was ever acceptable, clearly it wasn't, but have we gotten to a point where that's a minimum of 50?
That's what I would think.
80? I don't know.
That's what I would think. I mean, you get more for using steroids, essentially.
That's crazy. And that one's on tape. Like, not to mention on tape, I think it was on an officer's body cam.
Mm-hmm.
Two police officers witnessed it in person.
Yep.
They watched him do it.
Aroldis Chapman got more games when he was suspended. He got 30 games.
That's crazy.
So think about that. Aroldis Chapman got 30. I think Reyes got 40 or 50. I got to double check that.
Wasn't Aroldis Chapman also with like a gun in the garage or something?
Yeah, he was waving around a gun in the garage.
Right.
I think he actually fired the weapon
in the garage. Like, I'm not sure if he actually struck her.
Mm.
It was more about the threat of it, where she feared for her life, and he discharged a weapon in the garage.
He choked his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Pushed her against the wall.
Who are we talking about?
Aroldis Chapman.
Go ahead.
He choked his girlfriend.
Oh, so he did physically. Okay.
Yes. Pushed her against the wall, and then allegedly fired 8 gunshots in his garage.
And that got how many games suspension?
30 games.
So Zuna got less. So the 8 gunshots in the garage is worth 10.
Apparently.
Essentially, right?
Yeah.
Give me the Zuna police report.
Let me see. I got to find that one. It's been a year now.
Meanwhile, Rachel Luber should remember what her client did.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
While she's touting the fact that Trevor Bauer paved the way for the Max Scherzer deal, her client punched an unconscious woman in the face and vagina against her will. Ah! But he paved the way for big contracts. So let's all bow down to Trevor Bauer, who may actually be a rapist as well. We'll wait for the court system to play that thing out.
The wife of Atlanta Braves left fielder Marcelo Zuna said he threatened to kill her during their argument that led to his arrest.
Okay.
Authorities arrested Zuna last Saturday and charged him with aggravated assault by strangulation and battery.
Okay.
He threatened to kill her. She called 911. She took his cell phone from a table and called 911.
But the police officers witnessed part of it.
Yeah, I think
I remember
so.
That was part of the deal, right?
Yes.
That's why there was no, like, okay, she's not going to testify or corroborate what happened after making the call. The officers on the scene saw it.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. So he strangled her and assaulted her and got 20 games.
Come
on, man.
The officers witnessed the suspect grabbing the victim by the neck and throwing her against a wall.
20 games. Come on. Like, what are we doing? Right?
And it's no coincidence that they announced this now, which is also a bad look. Like, they know that this is a pathetic suspension, so they're hoping, right, it's going to be just buried.
Yeah, but who is going to, like, you think the Major League Baseball Players Association would have argued if it was 50? Right?
I don't know.
Because it's also, he already served the 20.
Now, what are the Braves going to do? Because right? he signed long term. So it's he's there now for four more years. Braves, I guess, just welcome him back and say, all right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they also have a history of having domestic abusers manage and play for them. So maybe that organization just doesn't care all that much
about
it.
Well, I don't think most teams care. If you can produce and perform, teams are willing to employ.
Sadly, you're right. And that goes for all sports.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I mean, most franchises will, you know, oh, bad boy. And then, hey, go score a touchdown.
If you can help us win, the team will say, we'll look past that. We're fine.
Yeah, that's sad but true. Michael's in Flemington. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's just give Michael the word, and then we'll take the break we have to take. Michael, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Craigie, how you doing?
What's
Evan?
Up?
Listen, first I want to say, you know, to Evan, congratulations. Your Mets are actually made some fantastic moves, and I'm totally jealous. Craig, you are a Yankee fan, so I have to just ask, not that you may know the answer, but what the hell is Cashman and Steinbrenner doing, sitting on their hands, when every good free agent is just going to other teams? Like, what are they thinking?
Here's the question, and I'm with you on that. You should be very frustrated if you're a Yankee fan today, in part because the New York Mets have, you know, kind of pimp-slapped you this offseason. There's not a single guy that signed yet that any Yankee fan wanted for the Yankees. So I bring it up because who got signed? You brought up one.
Starling Marte.
Marte.
That'd be the one guy. You weren't going after
not
Max
crazy.
Scherzer.
So the Yankees haven't. My point is, and I'm not making excuses, I agree the Yankees got to get off their asses and make next year's team better. And we've already discussed that. They said it when they reintroduce Aaron Boone.
Are they going to acquire?
Shortstop, outfielder, catcher. What are we doing?
Are they going to acquire one of the elite level shortstops?
I still believe yes,
they
but
better.
I don't know.
They better because Yankee fans are going to be pissed if it's Andrelton Simmons or Freddie Galvis.
So let me just, for the sake of playing devil's advocate, and I hate saying this, but I believe it. It doesn't matter if Yankee fans are pissed. Ooh, Yankee fans are pissed. So what? You're not going to the games next year? You're not watching them play? Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Every one of you.
Well, attendance may be down and ratings may be down if they're not winning. Sure.
Yeah, attendance won't be down. No attendance problems.
Attendance was down this year. Now, pandemic had a lot to do with it.
I think next year, knock on wood, this Omicron strain does not become the McGill people are worried that's going to become. So that's a side note, obviously. But the reality is that fan bases are pissed off in New York more than they're happy. Right? That's what we do.
I don't know what you're doing right now. You're trying to defend the Yankees not buying an elite-level shortstop?
No, I'm not.
What
I'm
saying is that... You're basically taunting fans, saying, who cares if you're annoyed?
What I'm saying is this. We all talk a big game. The Yankees better get off their asses and go sign Seager or Correa, right? They better go get this guy and that guy. What are the Yankees doing? Cashman's asleep at the wheel. Steinbrenner sucks.
Yeah.
At the end of the day... Okay, you're right. Now what?
Yeah, but that's all of us. But that's all of us. Like, Met fans have been saying that for years. We're still fans. The point is, considering
Yankee
how
fans are talking tough, like Brian Cashman's going to lose any sleep over Vinny in the Bronx being upset today.
This is a weird defense of the Yankees.
I'm not defending
the
Yankees.
Something better. You are.
Well, I know what I'm
you're
saying.
You're basically saying they don't care if you're pissed off, Vinny.
They don't.
They don't care.
No. Well,
okay.
Two different things.
Should they get a shortstop?
You're goddamn right, Jay.
So
should.
Then use your pulpit to demand it. Instead of saying, well, there's nothing I could do about it.
I didn't say
golly,
that.
Let me go to bed.
I didn't say that.
That's what you're implying.
I have great power and pull with
then
the Yankees.
Then use it.
Sign somebody, gosh darn it.
There
you go. My point is, us complaining about it, you think Hal Steinbrenner gives a rat's ass?
He'll give a rat's ass if it affects the bottom line.
Yes,
I agree with you about that.
Yes.
But considering how the Yankee season ended and considering the changes
you
made
in the playoffs?
Yeah. In a one-game playoff in which they got embarrassed with
because
the pathetic
Garrett
starting
Cole
lineup.
Is a bum.
Really? The offense had nothing to do with it?
Well, they weren't. Well, I mean, Stanton did a three balls, one out, two against
besides the ball. Besides Stanton. Like, you are the one
those
screaming.
Those balls go out, whole different ballgame. 9-8.
You were the one screaming at the
nine,
top
eight.
Of your lungs the day after that game. They got to go out and spend big.
Yes.
Do you stand by that?
Yes, I do.
Then Demand it.
If they don't have a new shortstop, a new outfielder, and a new catcher on this roster, they have failed us as fans.
Yeah, but how do you define new? Is Jacob Stallings, Andrelton Simmons going to cut it?
Unacceptable.
Then what do you need?
I need Correa or Seager.
There you go.
Start with that.
There you go.
I'll worry about the other two spots, and I need a pitcher, too. Maybe Stroman.
And a first baseman.
Maybe Stroman.
And a first baseman.
Well, I think Rizzo's coming back. Okay. And I don't think there's a huge market for him anyway.
Would you agree that first baseman, upgraded catcher, elite-level shortstop, they're not getting a center fielder? As much as you and I may think they need a center fielder, they believe, hey, Aaron Hicks is fine when
they
he's
do,
actually
they
healthy.
They do believe that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, and Aaron Hicks just got married. Congratulations, my man, pots and pans. Sorry, I couldn't make it.
So what center fielder are they adding?
They're not.
So then you agree. They trust Aaron Hicks.
I think it's going to be Gallo, Hicks, and Judge, your starting outfield, Stanton, DH. And then, I think we'll see more Stanton this year.
And then
like
who plays
later.
Center field on April 10th when Aaron Hicks is on the IL?
Well, I think we'll probably sign free agent to be Aaron
Brett Gardner.
yeah. Brett Gardner's got some balls opting out, by the way.
Do you really think, though, honestly, do you really think they're going to end up with an elite-level shortstop?
Yes, I do.
Because my confidence level in that is waning. I bet your Big Mac is. Are you confident you're ending up with a big-time shortstop?
I am, yes.
Okay, I'm wrong. He still has confidence.
Well, it's waning, but yes, I would still say yes.
I think they're going to shortstop.
If Corey Seager signs today with Texas or L.A.,
yeah.
Will that affect your confidence at all?
No, not even a little bit.
Nope.
It will not affect my confidence at all.
It eliminates one of the three players possible to meet that distinction. So, yeah, it would make me a little less concerned.
No concern.
No?
No concern. Not concerned at all.
Okay.
I've said from jump, the Yankees are going to get one of the stud shortstops.
Right. I agree with you. I'm not concerned about it. Well, if one of the three
go away... Now that the Mets have done their thing and essentially spent their money, maybe more to come, I'd like to see the Yankees wake up. That's all. I'd like to know that the Yankees are going to pull one of these, we're the smartest guys in the room, we'll figure it out, and you'll like what we do later.
I think they're going to fill one of these spots with a trade, too. They have a roster that's full of guys ready to trade. They're going to trade for someone.
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they will. Here's my problem with Stroman, who would actually fit great for the Yankees right now. Can't have him. He's a racist, anti-Italian. Can't have him. Unless he explains himself why he liked a derogatory
but
tweet.
He claims it wasn't.
He can't claim that. He can't claim it.
It's a derogatory term for Italians. What if he says he...
And he can't claim he didn't like
what
it.
What if he says I accidentally liked
oh,
it?
Oh, nonsense. You don't accidentally like
Dude,
nothing.
Dude, he's not going to admit that he liked it. It's not going to happen.
Then Marcus Stroman can't play for my
Dude,
team.
Dude, I don't think the Yankees were interested in Marcus Stroman to begin with.
I'm just saying. He fits the Yankees perfectly.
Not money-wise, he doesn't. Because I don't think the Yankees are going to have the spending spree that you want or expected.
Well, you say expected. Well, I did not think they were going to go spend $250 million.
Well, Craig, go back and listen.
I never saw that coming.
Really, go back and listen to what you said the day after the wild card loss.
You better go get me a shortstop, a pitcher, a catcher, an outfielder.
Yes. So your bar has changed in the last month and a half.
No, it hasn't changed at all, and I still have the same expectation. Right now, why can't I just enjoy the fact that a New York team is the talk of the town?
That's really where you're going with that?
As Met fans, who knows who I'm rooting for next year,
the peacocking has begun.
That's right. Get the balloons ready.
The same guy who was singing his same old Mets hit me a few weeks ago.
Listen, get the balloons ready when I do my team reveal at the end of March next year. Who knows who I'm rooting for?
Oh, boy.
Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. You never know, Evan. You never know.
The way this offseason's going, I think I do know.
Should I call Aaron Boone up and say, what the F?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Ask him what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Say, when are we going to add a player besides Jose Peraza?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good addition. Peraza got some big hits for the Mets last year. Let's not forget that.
Don't start with that. Yeah. See, that's you trolling people.
No, it's not.
I don't like when
He's actually a good bench piece.
People
am I kidding?
Don't like when you do that.
I don't care. It's a good bench piece. I'm going to tell you how I feel.
No,
I don't care what
you
think or two people
You know
think.
You're trolling. I know
I'm
you're
not trolling. It's a good bench move.
We all know you're trolling.
I would have preferred Peraza back with the Mets, honestly.
No, you're trolling.
No, I'm not.
You were like, hey, we got, you even said earlier, hey, we got Scherzer.
Well, when I
good
build,
job, Yankees. You got Peraza.
When I build it up like that, I'm trolling, but it's a nice little bench move.
So you're trolling.
No, so, not right now.
You
I'm
just
not.
Admitted you're trolling.
When I did it before, I was trolling. Now I'm being serious. Oh. That's a good addition. Oh.
So the same exact statement an hour ago was trolling. Now it's not
when
trolling.
When I said we've got breaking...
Either troll or don't troll.
No, when I said we have breaking news, the Yankees have signed Peraza, there was a little bit of trolling. Now, when we're having a serious discussion... Dude, the guy got how many big hits for the Mets last year? He's a good, productive player.
I mean, there's a part of me that hopes that nobody signs Stroman. No, like, literally
well,
nobody.
Someone's going to sign him.
I know, because I know. But there's a part of me that hopes, like, no one signs him because of his nonsense on social media. Because then I'd love to see the explosion of MLB's racist and this and that, right?
Well,
part of me that wants to see that happened because he won't be able to, he won't help himself.
What if he has to settle for a far less lucrative deal than he thought?
Yeah, if Gausman gets significantly more.
Well, Gausman got 5-1-10. Is Stroman getting that?
I would think he would, yeah. I
you know why
would.
I'm not sure, Craig? I think there's a reason a lot of guys are signing right now. I think it's the
They're worried about the lockout.
And it's the fear of the unknown. By the way, which is also interesting
because you don't get paid during a lockout. So you're locking in your money once the lockout is over.
No, but you're locking in.
But you don't get paid during it.
It's not about that. It's about teams' willingness to spend. Right now, $1.1 billion have been spent this offseason. We are seeing teams spend at a record level.
Yes.
And I think there's a concern of, well, what's that going to look like in March? Also, if there's a limited amount of time. Like, what if they settle the lockout on March 1st and there's a rush to open up spring training to start the season on time?
I don't think the time is as important as if whatever the luxury tax is.
You don't think time matters?
I don't.
But think about it, Craig.
Because you're going to spend what you want to spend.
Yeah, but you have more leverage over the players who now may feel a rush to get into camp.
I think some players will now feel a little panic setting in. Like, oh, my God, I'm not signed. Oh, my God, I'm not signed. Oh, my God, I'm not signed. But we also recognize, based on like every other sport, if you've got talent, you're going to sign.
Nicholas Castellanos is still going to get paid, no doubt. Baseball's got to learn from this, though. They got to create a deadline every year because this has been fun. They've made the baseball offseason more fun than it's been in a decade.
No, it's fun for you because you just signed Scherzer.
No,
it's fun
for baseball.
Three other guys.
It's fun for baseball.
No, it's fun for you.
There's been craziness over the last 72 hours.
Is this fun for a Yankee fan?
Well, not been that fun.
Is this fun for the Dodgers?
Well, because they've chosen not to buy.
Is it fun for the Cubs?
Well, Robbie
the
Ray and
no.
the Seattle Mariners?
You follow
the Toronto,
me?
No, you're not following me. There's been more moves made in a short period
it's
of time.
It's fun for you.
No, in other teams that spend.
Because you're a Mets fan first.
What about all the other teams that are spending?
So then
the Minnesota Twins?
So you're now admitting to me what I've accused you of for a year now.
What's that?
You're a baseball fan
first. No, I'm a Met fan first, but
that's
you
why
have
it's
to
fun.
Admit. No, you have to admit that there's more moves in a shorter period of time.
Yes.
This has never happened before.
But
that's my only point. There's nothing to argue here. You're looking for a fight.
If the Mets hadn't made any of those moves, would this be fun for you?
Not as much fun, but okay. I would admit this is kind of cool. Baseball's got to figure out a way.
Okay, so kind of cool to this is fun.
Yes. Yeah, but don't you admit that this is better?
There's a leap there.
But don't you think this is better?
I happen to think it's good for the sport.
That's all I'm saying.
But kind
so
of
agree
cool
with me and
to
move
fun,
on.
There's a gap there, Evan.
You know, for anyone listening who thinks I'm the one who starts arguments, this is proven it's all Craig.
This one might be me.
Craig.
I'm not going to let this one die for one more second.
Why?
It's convenient for you on the heels of spending $250 million.
Yes.
This is fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
What a great Thanksgiving I just had. We have breaking news.
Oh, no.
That's why I don't go to commercials when you ask me to. Here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yankee fans, are you ready?
It's good news or bad news?
Are you ready, Yankee fans?
Oh, it's Yankees? Good or news? Good or bad?
Well, I'm going to give it to you. If you are a Yankee fan, this is news, my friends.
I can't wait.
That you are going to want to hear. Are you ready?
Yes.
This just in, this is, as we like to say here, a breaking news.
Is it
which means?
Breaking news.
Free agent signing?
Yes.
It's a, hold on. Is, and I swear to God, I have no idea. One of the shortstops signed.
Yes.
Did one of those shortstops sign with the New York Yankees?
10-year deal.
Corey Seager?
$325 million.
Wow. Corey Seager?
Corey Seager.
Let me guess.
Has signed a contract.
Is it the New York Yankees?
10 years, $325, Evan.
Is it the New York Yankees?
It is not The New York Yankees.
Is it the L.A. Dodgers?
The Texas Rangers.
Wow.
Just signed Corey Seager to a 10-year deal for $325 million.
One off the board.
Courtesy of Jeff Passan.
So the Texas Rangers have signed Marcus Semien, 7 years, $177 million. Sorry, Marcus, you're not playing shortstop. And now they've added Corey Seager.
Makes sense, right?
No, because Semien can play second. He can play
exactly where he's going to play.
Wow. Isn't this fun, Craig? Look at all these signings.
You having fun, Big Mac?
Yeah, it's a blast.
They should do
something to make this happen every year.
This was the guy the Yankees needed to target. I said that, too, at the beginning of this offseason. And I understand if you're on Team Correa. I was on Team Seager. I think Big Mac was on Team Seager, too. So now I ask you the question, as the president of the Yankee fan club, as the only true Yankee fan on this radio station, even more so than Big Mac.
That's right.
I ask you, Craig.
That's right.
Are you pissed off or not?
Not even a little bit.
Why?
Because I still know I'm going to get a shortstop.
Did you not prefer Corey Seager?
I always wanted Correa.
Okay, so Correa is your number one guy.
Correa is my guy. Baez becomes my number two.
What about Trevor Story? You don't trust him?
Oh, yeah, Trevor Story. He's up there, too. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he didn't sign. Yeah.
10 years, $325 million.
Yeah. Memo to Brian Cashman.
Yeah,
Now it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
Now it's time to stop dicking around and get to work.
They're not spending.
Let's go.
The problem is, Craig, I don't think they're spending $300 million.
Well, we're going to find out.
Between Stanton, Cole, and paying Judge soon, I don't think they want to be in this area of giving out $300 million deals. And here's the problem. We saw what Lindor got. We saw what a 33-year-old Marcus Semien got. We just saw what Corey Seager got.
Yeah.
If you want an elite-level shortstop, what do you think you're paying?
I mean, Correa's going to get over $300 million.
Of course he is.
Well, there's not a lot of teams left to pay him that, but
there's enough.
And the other thing is, for me now, I know Semien second short, but he was kind of listed in that group. Two of those guys went to one team.
Right.
So if it was any...
Half a billion dollars.
Right, but I'm just saying, if there was like a plethora of teams in that market, only that team took two of the guys optional for a big-time shortstop.
What's the Semien guy? $170 million, right?
$177 million for 7 years.
So they just gave their middle infield, assuming he plays second base, $500 million.
Yeah. Right.
They have a $500 million double play.
You were hoping those two guys would eliminate two teams looking for shortstops. Right. They only eliminated one team looking for a shortstop.
Yeah, good point. Good point. This isn't fun at all.
No, I hate this.
You're funny.
Hey, listen, we get Correa, we're right back
in business. Of course, yeah. I mean, listen,
but are you confident they are?
No. Now I'm not.
Oh, so now you're not. So 10 minutes ago, I asked you,
I'm kidding. I think they're going to get either of them a story. I think they're waiting for story on a 2-year deal.
Let's be honest. They're not interested in Javier Baez. And I think Javier Baez is going to sign today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like I told you earlier, Seager's going to sign. You said, where'd you get that from?
I do not think Baez is going to be a Met.
I actually agree with you on that, too. But that's besides the point. Focusing on the Yankees. Seager's gone. Baez is not on your radar. You're talking about Correa and you're talking about Story. I think your only hope is that Trevor Story has to sign a short-term, I need to prove it outside of Coors Field kind of contract. And I don't even think he needs to. I mean, if Marcus Semien's getting 7 years, $177 million, why wouldn't Trevor Story get 10 years, $280 million?
Yeah.
Or 10 years, $300 million. But I don't think they want to shop in that aisle right now. I'm sorry, and I think it's because of this contract they gave Stanton.
How about the Texas Rangers outspending the New York Yankees? Not to say it's tit for tat or compare stuff to the Joneses.
In this offseason.
But they got two guys the Yankees had to at least consider.
Right.
Right?
But
they looked at both of them.
But, Craig, it's in this offseason. Like, the Yankees are going to have a huge payroll. Let's not forget that.
Where did the Texas Rangers get their money from? What is that?
Oh, remember they gave A-Rod $252 million.
Yeah, they just spent $500 million on two dudes.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a middle of an infield.
Yeah. Sure is. Well, listen.
And they lost 100 games last year. I mean, let's not forget that. Wow. Like, are they really even going to be that good? Like, even if they go ahead, Clayton Kershaw, like, their rotation still isn't great.
You know, hit by Corey Kluber.
They got no hit by Corey Kluber.
You know,
right?
You know what the big question now is?
What?
If whatever the Yankees do they do it by Thursday?
No.
Or do the Yankees now just sit back and wait for this thing to
get to
February, early March?
That I'm very, very confident in. I 100%. Doubt very much they do anything before the lockout.
And you know what
they've hung to this plan
and what makes
to wait.
That tough, because I use this about the Mets, and I think it applies to the Yankees. Now you're going to have months to sit on this. Months of what are we going to do? Like, the Met fan goes into the lockout feeling like, all right,
I'm good. We'll see what happens, but I'm good, no matter what they do for the rest of the offseason. If the Yankees don't make a significant move in the next 48 hours, and I agree, I would be very surprised if they do. Craig, now you got to sit on this for 2-3 months.
By the way, I'm getting reports that there's been some audio issues with SNY and with the app today. I mean, we are just killing it technically. our technological department is like money. It's never a problem, Evan. It's always good.
We got another baseball trade to announce, and this affects the Yankees in a much more minor way. Jacob Stallings, a guy we mentioned as a Yankee target, as a good defensive catcher, according to Ken Rosenthal, is about to be traded to the Miami Marlins. So he'd be out as far as... And that also affects the Yankees because there was a thought the Yankees could trade Gary Sanchez to Miami. It looks like Miami's filling their catching need with Jacob Stallings of the Pirates.
All right, 877-337-6666. More of your calls and reactions. Seager's off the table. The Mets get Max Scherzer, and the Yankees are awake, we think, aware of what's going on, maybe, or contentious being the New York Yankees. I don't know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.